cord.
And I take it that Billy Simmons.
And we, I just got this, that says we do have $110,000. We will be getting $110,346 in our cash.
Yeah, I got that too, I got that too.
This year, so.
So we have the money to.
Yeah. There's $100, in the checking. So basically, what's accounted for already is $95,000. And it's on this paper.
Do we have the money to get out?
Yeah.
We do.
We do, we have like $100,000, yeah.
Okay.
So they're requesting that, that was the $17,977.66, that's what they're requesting altogether.
That's the only figure on the paper.
Yeah, that's the only total, so.
Yeah, that's the only total.
The two doors and $12,000 for the roof.
Yeah, for the roof.
Some Zimpel's doing the roof there. So what's the recommendation of the committee? Everybody all right? Everybody's okay with that, or as far as the committee, recommending this?
You're the committee.
Is this a, is it a grant or a loan, or how do we?
I think she's applying for a grant.
I think that's what I read.
Yeah.
She is applying for a grant?
Yeah, it's a grant.
A grant?
Yeah.
Was it doing like $15,000 on those grants before? I don't remember. We have, I think.
Yeah, that's what it's, I don't know, was there a limit on them?
Did the attorneys get this, the TIF attorneys, or do we have to talk to them?
I send it to them, and then they look at it.
And they didn't have any problems?
You know, we just present it to the council first, and they make their recommendation, what they want to do, and then I send it to them.
Okay, and then if things aren't right, they'll send it back.
Right.
Okay.
But everything looks okay to them, then they'll just.
I mean, historically, what have we done? Like in the past for other businesses?
Sometimes half and half, sometimes three-fourths of it, just. It depends on the building and what the business is and stuff like that.
What was the max grants that we gave out before, was it $15,000 or?
Way past?
I need to get my paper, I don't know.
I mean, because in the last couple we did has been half and half, right, half grant, half loan.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be.
And there, I mean, I don't know if Billy's gonna be here later.
I just want to be fair.
To do the same thing for everybody.
Yeah. I'm gonna go get my paper, it shows all the previous ones.
I'll take my money the same way.
$100 bills.
Yeah, right. You heard my story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, good tip.
Yeah, hopefully we can get.
And I'm still trying to learn this TIF stuff, I don't.
I know, it's confusing.
Mm-hmm, I mean, I don't, is there a guideline to, you know, do this, do this?
I always say it's gonna run out in '26, so.
Yeah, it's.
You can renew it though, you should.
If you have the money. I said if you have the money, yes, you can renew.
You don't, well, the only thing you can do to renew is your TIF, advisor to help you resubmit it.
And at that time, you can actually,
And then, these are stuff that I, it just has a total for what they get, we gave them.
All the time, you can do it anytime you want.
What?
And that's what you're more likely to do, is create a new one.
Yeah.
Which you have different TIF for, that's why the name is got to.
If you do that, create a whole new territory, because they want to.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, if it's coming up.
You can't do that till what, '26?
Yeah, it's all different amounts, I mean, it was, a lot of them were facades, so they were only $5,000, and we're not really kind of doing that anymore. And then the grants were just all different amounts.
See, but you're calling them grants, but then this paid is, we paid them?
We paid them, yeah. And then here's the loans that we did.
Well, like for me, it ends at the corner.
Oh, so you have done grants before, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Two cousins.
Just change your address.
That's what I was just gonna say.
I wanna know who's right, I did.
Okay.
Look at me.
All right.
You know, some of those we did half grant, half loan.
Right.
I guess group of all, figuring.
I'd take a copy of that, just not now, and
Okay.
tomorrow or sometime, whenever you can.
Yeah, I have.
Do you guys wanna see this, it's the history of the
Yeah, that's true.
Stuff that we've given out, money we've given out?
Well, just ignore all my scribbling on it, this is one I have on my desk that I was figuring.
That's what we're gonna put out there.
Yeah, no, it's out there.
We're pre-cursed.
But, you know, some of them we did like 18, if they were asking for 35 or 36, we give them 18 grant, 18 loan.
18 loan. What was the percent on those loans then?
1%.
1%, okay.
So what's the recommendation?
And then some of them, we just gave them the whole amount, like, Black Maple down there, she just did all grants, she didn't do any loan.
But it was for.
I think hers was 10,000 or something.
Yeah. We did, $117,000, that was for the Farm Bureau. No, let's see, Price was 37, but they, okay.
That's fine.
Pass it around that way.
You know.
You wanna see it, Sally?
So, what's your recommendation, wanna ask more questions when they get here, or are they coming, do you know if they're coming?
I assume they are for the meeting. I can text her.
I would hope so, they're asking for money.
No, I don't totally understand all the TIF either. I'd like to have, you know, I'd like to do, I would like to have someone just sit down and explain it all to us in layman terms.
Yeah. Steve Klein, that one that was on the other day, he does a, what's it called? Class 101 that explains everything about TIF.
Okay.
So I can call him if we wanna do that.
I think it'd be nice if we had a class on, you'd really know what it's all about.
Becca, the accountant, Becca, she said that he did one up there at Canton for them.
Yeah, I bet it really helped them.
And he, she said it, they, almost everybody understood it when it was done.
Yeah, well, that's good, see, that's what we need to do.
Cause he's very good explaining.
I mean, I'm not doubting our, the TIF lawyers whatsoever, it's just the fact that we, I think we need to know the basics of it.
Well, the previous one we had didn't help very much. I mean, I asked her about amortization, and she said, well, I don't do that for you. Okay, well, you haven't done anything for me so far, so that was when I'm like, okay, I'm finding somebody new.
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, I'll contact Steve Klein to come.
Okay.
Give like a presentation.
I think that'd be great.
Okay, that's, I close, hereby close the TIF meeting.
All right, good. Call the Liquor Commission meeting to order. You don't have enough people for that, or do we?
Linda's here.
It's Linda.
Linda, Sally, me, that's enough.
Yep.
Yeah, three.
All right.
Kevin and Tom's here.
Okay, I sent everybody the ordinance that says 11:00 for the music. They would like to have music till 1:00 on the 200th anniversary.
Who's they? Both bars?
Billy, yeah, the bars. They're gonna have the bands right out here.
Thank you.
In this parking lot.
On the parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Both bars?
Yeah, well, I think Billy's doing both the bands.
Oh, Billy's doing both the bands, okay.
And instead of, since there's two of them, they'd like to have them till 1:00 instead of 11. So I don't know how we do that when the ordinance says 11.
We just have to amend the ordinance probably to give them a, what, variance or, what would you call it?
Something for one.
Have you done it before?
One night.
Just an amendment to the ordinance.
Just an amendment to the ordinance, one time thing?
Just for one time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, does anyone wanna make a motion to do that?
I'll make a motion that we amend the ordinance for one night only.
For 1:00?
Yes.
I'll second that.
All right, motion the second, roll call vote, please.
Okay, I guess I just do roll call for you guys.
Yeah, that's it.
Sally Clark?
Aye.
Linda Helly?
Aye.
Mayor Lee Ferry?
Aye.
It's only gonna happen every 200 years.
I don't really think we'll worry about it.
Say it all night long.
Yeah.
Okay, motion carries. Get Attorney Collins to write that up and any other business for the Liquor Commission? No further business, meeting's closed. And we have 8 minutes and 45 seconds until the city meeting starts.
Stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. If you can remain standing, Pastor Shane from the United Methodist Church to say the invocation.
Gracious God, we give you thanks for this 200th year of the life of our beautiful Lewistown. And we pray that you would strengthen and guide our leaders and our public servants and our city employees so that we contribute, each of us, to the common good and to the overall welfare of the people in our town. We pray for guidance because we are only human. We need all the help we can get. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. If you'd all remain standing at this time, I'd like to ask.
We want to do a moment of silence for Troy Chisholm.
In memory of Deputy Troy Chisholm, who was killed 2 years ago this month. Thank you. You may be seated. Have the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Here.
Trevor Kelly is absent. Brad Ward?
Here.
Kendall Miller?
Here.
Kim Paschal?
Here.
John Spotlow?
Here.
Mayor Lafer?
Here. All right, having a quorum, we'll move on. Everyone have a chance to read the minutes of last month? Do we have any discussion on the minutes? Any changes or anything?
I move to approve the minutes from the May 25th meeting.
Second.
Motion by Kendall, seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Treasurer's report, Treasurer Brown.
Nothing at this time.
Okay. And I'd just like to note, I spoke with Treasurer Brown prior to the meeting, and she's going to be more involved with the auditors, so we can try to maybe not have the auditors so involved next year and moving forward.
I got one thing too. I just want to announce about the library.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
Right.
The Lewiston Carnegie Public Library is going to have their grand opening. Week of June 14th, and the ribbon cutting is June 16th at 6. And
what time?
16th at 6. And it says prizes given out daily.
All right. The bills are still up top here until after this meeting, so everybody get a chance to look at the bills.
Spotlight, maybe.
Oh, John, there you go. If everybody's had a chance to look at the bills, anybody have any questions on the bills they saw? Or if not, we got a motion to approve the bills.
I make a motion to approve the bills.
Second.
Motion by Sally, second by Brad. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
I have present on my done.
Okay.
All right. Motion carried to approve the bills, debate the bills. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins is absent this evening at personal business. Engineer's report, do we have an engineer here this evening? No. Do we have any public comments or petitions for the board?
I want to make a public comment to recognize the people that takes care of the food once a week to pass out food in this community. I don't know if anybody's participated in it or know somebody that has, but Jennifer Hebb manages the whole thing. She goes and picks up the food, and she puts up with a lot to do it, and puts a lot of money out of her own pocket to do it. And I'd just like to recognize her. And not only that, but Christina Howard, that donates her property over here to do that once a week. And I know the people that get it appreciate it. So, but I just want to recognize that group. So,
I think Sarah Boehner helps a lot, too.
Yes, she does. Yep, there's quite a few people that help, so.
It's a nice community project.
Yeah, it is. And anytime anybody wants to donate, definitely take donations. Because, like I said, a lot of the money comes out of our own pocket.
Us Legion ladies, we donate some money to help.
So.
Okay. I see where they also have a U-Haul truck they might have to rent.
Yeah.
Someone in the community would volunteer a truck and their time, and that would save them some money.
They had a truck and somebody broke the windshield out of it and trashed the truck. And then, of course, I guess the food bank, everybody's seen that on the news that they had tires stolen off of that. Like, there is low life. But,
and that's so sad.
Anyway, that's all I have.
I have a public comment. I had a lady come up to me in the grocery store and commented on how great a job we're doing as the mayor and the city council, and she was just thrilled to death to listen to everything that's going on in a positive way.
Very good. I've been stopped on the street several times commenting the street department and the good job they're doing with mowing and patching. And,
yes, I have too.
And people made it a point just to stop me and tell me that. So, yes, good job to the street department. Okay, anyone else? All right, committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Clark.
Nothing to report at this time. What I'd like to ask, like when you start doing the, you were saying something about doing the audits and that, is there any way I can set in on them since I'm in finance?
Yeah.
Yes.
Our actual auditors are here Monday.
Mm-hmm. Could you call me and let me know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, all I do is pull bills for them.
Okay.
We've sent them all the reports. We just send them electronically for them to look at ahead of time.
Okay. I appreciate that. What time do they usually get here, do you know?
8.
8 o'clock, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Monday, and then Debbie, they'll be here Monday at 8?
Yep.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay. Is that every Monday?
No, they'll just be here to do the audits all.
Okay, so.
So they'll be here Monday.
This Monday coming up?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe Tuesday if they don't get done Monday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sewer Committee, Alderman Spotlogue.
Nothing to report.
Right. Streets and Alleys, Alderman Miller.
I have nothing at the time.
Alderman Ward, Police, and ESDA.
I have nothing at this time.
Water, Alderman Miller.
There's a, and I'll bring it up later, but on the agenda there is a, under unfinished business, is a water tap for Brock Waller and Tim Mond. And but I'll discuss it later. But there is a, we did do some searching. Well, I didn't, Evan did, but got some bids on doing a line out there. But in recommendation from the committee at this time is actually to, I think the bid come out by time to put out pipe and easements and everything else in that. Time everything was done, doing this is close to $30,000. And we only have a couple people at this time that are willing to tap onto it, which is great. But the only reason I table it a little bit longer is to look and see if there's some grant money out there through Western Illinois or something that might possibly help us, since we're doing rural water outside the community. Sometimes, you know, there might be some money for that. And not only that, I was just talking to Evan, and there's always been a dream to, and which would benefit this community, is to out here at the Four Corners, whatever you want to call it. I don't remember the road out here, but is to loop back into town, bring a loop back into town that way, and a loop back in town that way, and loop all them, so nobody's on a dead end. Now, we haven't had any problems with dead ends per se, but it's always nice to have. Plus, it helps us in the future if we ever grow. Hopefully, we will. And maybe there might be a possibility if instead of going small, is to maybe with grant money, maybe see if we can go bigger and loop them and then plus do the other line out there. So that's the possibility. So that's kind of the recommendation of the committee. I don't think there's not a problem with accepting, you know, the application for taps and that out there, but we don't want to tap on the 4-inch line that we have now because it wouldn't be through their benefit anyway. But wait until if we can possibly put a 4-inch line out there so they can tap into that. So, is there any questions on that? But that'd be the committee's recommendation on that. And plus, like I said, when it comes to unfinished business, that's where we're at on that. So, okay?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Miller. Utilities, Alderman Kelly's absent. Public buildings and ground is also Alderman Kelly, he's absent. Tourism, Alderperson Kim.
Report this week.
Thank you. TIF committee, Mr. Spotlow.
We got an application down on the new business.
Okay. All right, citizens committee, and Ms. Smith is not here. No report. All right, moving on to unfinished business. We discussed the Brock Waller and water tap, Tim Mon water tap. We already discussed them a little bit. We're going to table those. Is that your recommendation, Mr.
Yeah, that's a recommendation for A and B for is to table them until.
Anybody have any questions or?
So are we going to get, I mean, we're going to table to do what?
Well, let's table it indefinitely until we know a little
anything
bit
about
more
grants?
About grants.
Okay.
I don't think it's something that needs to come up each meeting, so.
Okay.
But it's definitely not, we'll just table it until we know a little bit more about a grant money.
Okay.
We'll contact Western Illinois Regional Council, just let them know that we're in the market for a rural water grants and
yeah.
Keep their eyes open. And
hopefully there's something out there.
Rural water was a big push. I don't
but
know.
Feasibly,
that's
the only way we can do it. I mean,
right.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Right. Okay.
And I
Evan,
think,
do you know if that Illinois Rural Water organization we belong to, if they have anything to do with grants? I didn't know.
I can check
them
tomorrow.
Have you ever heard Kendall, if they do anything?
I know there used to be, but I've been out of touch for a few years.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
I can call a few people more.
But that's where I think it's going to be the biggest help. Because like I said, they usually, it's just like internet and that going out in the country and that. The same way with water, they try to, usually there's money for that somewhere. So and I think we should look at all avenues and see if we can get it that way.
Okay, moving on, next item is the 2007 ordinance that allows us to amend the agenda and not be so strapped down on our order of doing things. The new ordinance says we will abide by the Open Meetings Act, which is what we I've always abided by, anyhow. So does anybody have any questions, Mr. R. Collins drew this up.
Did I read it that, maybe I didn't read it, but that the change, one change to be if there's any changes to the agenda that it become before the council and then the council approved the change, or is it just going to be?
The order of business prescribed on the agenda shall be established by the city clerk in advance of each meeting to permit the city council to address the business of the city which is necessary and appropriate.
Okay.
So probably, I would assume that means like when I'm doing the agenda before I send it out, you guys let me know if there's a change.
It's just like usually if there's a change, time change, like the total agenda, I know it was always set up that the council meetings, if they were started at 6:30, then that was approved by the council. If they changed to 7, then that had to be approval by the council to change to 7, and so on, so on.
So, I think this just sets the agenda. How long before a meeting does the agenda have to be posted?
Okay.
24 hours? 48 hours?
48. Yeah.
And it's always posted on usually the Friday before.
I post it on Friday, yeah.
So if there...
On the doors and the website.
If there was a problem over the weekend, could we change it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just so it's 48 hours.
Okay,
before.
Just 48 hours.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, my intent is just to be able to move the bills down on the agenda,
yeah.
And everything else pretty much stays the same.
I'm just saying, if omit anything or add anything, then that's something I feel should come before the council.
Oh, like a
if
adding,
you want to add like a category, like then the council approves it.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
That way, we're all kind of on the same board.
The only thing,
other than that, I don't think we have any problem with.
So.
The rest of it.
Okay. If you have no problems, if I could have a motion approving this ordinance.
I make a motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Alderperson Sally, seconded by Alderman John. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson John Spotlow?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Sally Clark?
Aye.
And motion carries. Right. Order to become full force in effect 10 days after today. Okay, moving on to new business. We're going to talk about ESDA. ESDA. I see Chris Helley's here. You want to tell us a little bit about ESDA, Mr. Helley?
Absolutely, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
If you have any questions, concerns, feel free to interject or throw something heavy at me. I break easy. Mr. Layfair and I had a meeting about 3 weeks ago and discussed maybe getting some promotions and education and outreach into the community to help develop a volunteer base that is more Lewiston-focused and maybe build a better resource within the community. Mr. Layfair and I have talked about maybe hosting like a community outreach day or safety day and still kind of developing all of that. I was on vacation last week for the first time in 2 years. But I want to make sure the council has any questions, concerns, issues, ideas, let Mr. Layfair or myself know. Happy to answer any questions or concerns the council has or anything. I'm open for business, open for questions, whatever it is you guys want to do. We helped a lot last year with some peer funding. I cannot say enough good things about Cindy and the work she did. I would probably call her a total superstar. Open for any questions or concerns.
You may have any questions. Ms. Ellie, I have a few. What do you have to do to become an ESDA member?
Generally speaking, we do a application. It's a 3-page application, simple background check, and then we go through a 6-month probationary period. We can provide applications to City Hall for blanks if they would like, or any type of outreach or like that.
How many members do you have now in Fulton County ESDA?
Currently 21 or 22. We keep one of our members who is kind of one of our core staff members lives just outside of Lewiston and has one of our county cars. We try to keep one close to Lewiston for a quick response. That truck also has our Project Lifesaver program based inside of it for those with autism and Alzheimer's. It's kind of one of my very special programs to me. We are all, except for myself, we are all volunteers. There is probably most of our volunteers live in South Fulton or Central Fulton. Two of us live in Farmington.
Do you have any in Lewiston?
Let's see, one, two, three without pulling rosters before I give you an honest answer.
This is in the city of Lewiston?
Two within the city limits.
Do they do spotting anymore, trained spotters? Or?
Yes, we do spotting through education and outreach on two platforms. Right now we're doing most of it virtual. We're trying in hopes the federal government will allow a class. In the past, we've done our classes actually in Lewiston. We've had the weather service come in conjunction with the fire department. We did them at the city building over here. We haven't done, we were supposed to do one, I believe it was last year or this year. Currently, they're not allowing it. But we pending that authorization, we would get those back. That's beyond our control.
We just have a light bill for that siren.
Do you include fire department members in your numbers?
No. Because what we don't want to have in that situation, there's two issues. I never want to disrespect a fire department. Now, we do have some of our members that are both.
Right, I understand that. Both fire department members and as members, but okay.
Yeah, I don't want to, and I want to make sure I say this right. What I have a concern of is sending a fire apparatus out for certain functions within emergency management when A, we're then pulling that volunteer base out, B, risking a god-awful expensive fire apparatus, and C, exhausting volunteers. So there's a concern there.
Okay. How many vehicles does ESDA have?
Currently three.
Three? And where are they based at?
One is mine. It's the black truck sitting out front. It's leased to the county. I own it, but it's the state's attorney's office drafted a lease agreement. I get $0 financially a year, but it's insurance.
Okay.
One is based just a half mile out here, which you guys probably drive by every day. And the other is based at the fire station in Canton. It's the charger, not charger.
Oh, okay.
So where's the main ESDA at now? Is it in Canton or is it?
We have an office in Canton. We have a large trailer we just purchased under the Cures Act. We've kind of been toying a little bit with how we set that up. I don't really know it. We just literally got it. We do a lot out in the field. We do a lot with our fire departments too. We try and host a meeting every year with them, but last year that just didn't happen. We got done with it. But that's kind of our general ebb and flow. I'm just taking notes because I'll forget.
Oh, that's okay. Your three vehicles, do they have any special equipment?
The F-250 has a winch, lights, and it's got like, I forget the amount of amperage inverter on it. Their goal is to be able to power stuff on scenes. There is a chainsaw in it and safety equipment, because I'm a safety geek. The charger, it's more of a standardized response vehicle, except for there's some PL, Project Lifesaver stuff in it. The F-150 sitting outside has mostly incident command type of stuff. And when I say that, I want to use very careful language in that. When we go to a scene, we are not there to manage or conduct operations. We are more logistics and assistance. As an example, we've come to Lewiston probably two or three times in the events of operational logistics. We aren't there to run the incident because, A, legally we have no authority. That would be a chief elected official operation. But the main goal would be to support the incidents. Our major expensive resources, the two drones, we keep in a locked fireproof storage cabin in Canton. We do have a couple of laptops. One is at my house. Well, technically it's in the truck right now, but it's kept in my house. The other, Brock has flashlights and stuff, orange cones. I'm probably forgetting some stuff.
Okay, I mean just basic emergency stuff. Okay.
You know, I'm not a big, water is such a dangerous, if you don't know exactly what you're doing out on water, you should not be out on water. And I don't know exactly what I'm doing, and it's scary if you get messing around. If you make one mistake out in open water, you're not in a good shape.
What kind of communication do you use between volunteers? I mean, used to we had a suitcase and a trunk and a whip pants in it. So, but I mean, what do they use now? I mean,
most of us use what we call StarCom 21. I don't know if your police department uses the same concept. A lot of people listened on scanners.
Okay.
Obviously, they can't now. It's a trunked digital system. Most of our staff has that. We're rolling out probably 3 or 4 more of those radios, I hope, this year, kind of to the end of the fiscal year before I officially say that. Or we use the VHF radios. VHF radios, we have a repeater-based system in Cuba. That big, huge tower right in the middle of Cuba.
Yeah.
At the top of that, there are 3 spheres. One of that is VHF, which is ours. The other is the fire paging radio system. And then the third is the StarCom 21 site signal. We don't do a lot on VHF. With modern technology, a lot of us text or use Wave app. It's an app for communication. But we also actually, and if I talk too much, tell me to shut up. We also have a large cache of 16 portable VHF radios. We keep, one of our main concerns is we all have all this great technology and it's wonderful, but if it fails, we're all in deep trouble. So we keep that cache as kind of a fail safe.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a paranoid.
Who sets off our sirens here in Williston?
We do.
Tornado sirens. Who's we is?
ESTA.
Okay. And what's the criteria for setting those off? I mean, if you don't have spotters out, where do you get your information?
Yeah, and most of that would come from weather, radar, or spotters, one of the two. Or if we're getting, we have a pretty good communication system within Bennett County for most of the storms coming from the west. With this being such a massive county, it's impossible to really go with the criteria of we have to see it before we blow it. We don't do it that way. We are a tornado warning from the Weather Service, measured or indicated winds of 70 miles per hour, or I believe it was 2016 or 17. We had a pretty strong system move through, and we knew it was coming from McDonough County. We went ahead and erred on the side of the caution, just went ahead and blew everything off then. But that's kind of our rule of thumb. We don't require, there's just no way, some counties require an actual visual confirmation. When we're the 8th largest county geographically in the state of Illinois, it's absolutely impossible. Plus it could be rain or other, but weather spotting is probably about 15 to 20% of what we do.
But isn't Fulton County in there a dead spot in the radar in Lincoln right here?
Yeah, it's a major concern. We are, if you look at a, excellent question by the way, if you look at kind of the curve, the radar sits at the top of the curve, we're like over here. So radar measurements are actually high. I don't want to give an exact, approximately around 4,000 to 5,000 feet. However, this improved last year. McDonough County launched a program over at their college with a new radar, I want to say NEXRAD or something like that, satellite that they've given us access to, where we can see a very, very, very accurate and low-level base radar scan.
That's in addition to the radar at Lincoln?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because we'll actually, if you kind of, what I've always, on a personal note, just always done, is before the Western issue, I've always kind of looked at the Quad Cities radar and then the McDonough County radar and then kind of put that picture together in my mind.
All right. I just think with the dead spot, that's why I think we need spotters and people involved.
Amen to that. I think your idea of hosting a kind of a encouraging
I mean, I think we have people in this community that want to get involved, they just don't know what to do.
Yeah, I think doing that outreach day.
You know, they don't have to get involved.
As long as the training's there.
Right.
They can,
I mean, John has the same problem with our people.
Plus, we go out in conjunction with them. If they need spotters in this area, our fire department goes out and spots because like I said, we've taken the training.
Right.
To about every year, there's usually a refresher, so we train our people and we go out and spot too whenever they need us to.
Right.
Lewiston Fire has always been a kind of a critical resource for us. They've always hosted our weather spotting courses, and we've always used them as kind of a guinea pig for stuff.
All right, does anyone else have any questions for Chris?
And if you don't have my contact information, which I don't know if you do, Mr. Ward, that was sarcasm. Cindy's got it. So if you want to call me, email me, whatever, I don't care. Just say, hey, Chris, I got a question. We'll come down and we'll meet. We'll make the lay fairy by lunch. He just doesn't know it. And we'll kind of go from there.
You just drop off some applications here.
Yeah,
also.
That's an excellent. Yeah. I'll have that to you.
Push for that.
Applications and maybe have a membership drive. And
yeah,
maybe
I think
a safety day drive. We can have applications
day.
That day. If we have a safety day, maybe we could have applications. Mm-hmm.
And
that
Doug,
day.
Mr. Mayor, later.
Doug, you're right, first one.
We had talked about bringing in some state assets, kind of like some of the bigger state vehicles, and doing a safety day in Lewiston, but we both didn't want to do that without kind of making the council aware, so you guys didn't drive through town. What's that? So that's on the horizon.
All that equipment's wonderful, but we want people to be able to use it.
Yeah, people
are. People are our asset. That's what we need. That's what we need.
Darn good point.
So, all right, you leave us applications. Also, like a local, like someone here in town that we can call the ESDA director of Lewiston and to call the police department needs help a lot too. You know,
I would absolutely
traffic.
Love that.
I mean, I remember Adrian Calkins coming to the scene of accidents and just doing what he knew needed done and never. Got in the way, never said anything, you know, just, it was just, we worked well together, and Adrian's not the only one, but Adrian's just the one that comes to mind. Adrian's deceased.
Oh, okay.
But he was LF-41.
Yeah, I would have zero issue with that. We'll work towards getting something, or attempting to get something like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have some equipment here, and, you know, the radios probably aren't narrow-banded, but they'll still work.
Yeah,
we probably have battery issues, but like I say, first thing we got to do is get people to hold on to them before we worry about that. Okay, anybody have
Thank
any
you for
other
invite,
questions?
By the way.
What's that?
Thank you for the invite.
You're welcome. Don't be bashful. Anybody got questions about ESDA stuff?
Or a good story about our mayor, just something.
Okay. I don't think
Thank
we have
you all.
Anybody
Thanks,
else.
Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Moving on. We have a request to close off Euclid from Maine to Adams for the 200th anniversary. Euclid and Lincoln, right? We might as well do these both at the same time.
Yeah.
Two different days, but...
Same purpose.
So anybody have any questions? Closing off these streets for the 200th anniversary celebration over the July 4th weekend.
And we didn't have to do an amendment or anything. I called Georgia Merkel. He said just so the council votes on it, then it's fine.
I make a motion and we
close. I'll second that.
Okay.
Motion by Alderperson Clark, seconded by Alderman Miller. Have a roll call vote, please.
Okay. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
And motion carries. Next is a resolution closing Main Street for the Christmas Parade. What's the date on that?
That is, I know I've got to put it on there, December 4th.
December 4th.
I make a motion that we close on December 4th for the Christmas Parade.
Second.
Motion by Sally, second by Kim. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Lewiston Fireworks Fund is requesting some assistance, monetary assistance. I guess we've given money in the past. How much have we given in the
last
past?
Last year was 1,000.
Last year
yes,
was 1,000?
Usually it's 1,000.
The usual amount is 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I move to approve $1,000.
I second it.
For fireworks fund.
Motion by Kendall, seconded by Sally. Roll call vote, please.
Just a second.
Okay. I don't think your YouTube's working either.
Alder Person Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. All right, we had a TIF application. Next item of business for Healing Springs Cottage. We had a brief TIF meeting prior to this meeting where we discussed it a little bit. Everyone has a copy of it. She's requesting a grant for $17,977.66. To rehab and put a roof on a building. I see the Billy Simmons is the owner. She's here. Do you have anything to add?
She's a local girl, and she's been in business now in that specific building since December of 2019. She does therapeutic massages. She has essential oils. She does a lot of things. There's just blood appraisals, and now she has gone in with Tara Cornell, who is, she has the Health and Wellness Center in Cuba, and she also has one here now. And they have a chiropractor on Thursdays, and Tara is here on Tuesdays. And they're wanting to get the business built up. And she called me the other day and said the roof was leaking on her new bed that she had got. So I said, okay. See if there is any tip money available for that. And then she also needs new doors. She would also like to get a new lighted sign out front with her business and Tara's business on it, but she hasn't been able to find anyone yet to get any estimates. She's put out feelers on Facebook in different places. She has a couple people have responded now that she's going to contact them. So with the grant that she's asking now, she would also like to get a sign, but there's no figures listed for that yet. So I wasn't sure how to do that.
All right, thank you, Billy.
And she wanted to be here, but she's at a vet clinic because she told me she'd be here. Just sent me a text right for the meeting that she couldn't come. But if you want to table it and so you can talk to her, that's fine. Whatever you have.
My only question is she wants to add two.
Yeah.
Should we wait and do it all under one? I haven't been through this. So.
Right, and I don't.
Either that or she can do a facade grant for the sign.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's what I was thinking.
And then do the TIF for the other stuff.
Yeah.
Find out how she was. How she was supposed to do it.
John, you're the senior person here. I mean, what's the normal? I mean, what does the council normally do? I mean,
I think traditionally in the past, I think a lot of times we do half and then half grant, half low interest loan.
Mm-hmm.
And we discussed on, you know, kind of figuring out, you know, maybe we need to figure out what amounts, you know, this amount we fund, this amount of money, this amount we fund, this amount of money. We've never really done anything like that. We just kind of flew by the seat of our pants for years because we really didn't know anything about the TIF and
right.
Until we had these new attorneys and everything. sometimes we've given a little bit more than half or then the rest in the grant and the 1%. Is it 1%, Cindy?
Mm-hmm.
Loan?
Yeah.
Low interest loan, so...
I mean, that's what I'd rather see. I mean, I think, you know, government should help, not do.
Yeah.
Okay, then on that note, there are some other improvements that she wanted done. We had put new flooring and ceilings and stuff in the back room where she has her, where she does her massages. And she would like for us to bring the flooring out into the other buildings and also redo the ceilings in there. So that's money that we ourselves were going to put out. And if you're going to do like the half grant and the half
right.
loan,
right.
then would I be better off to go ahead and get the estimates to do the floors and the ceilings on those two
and
also rather than I would
and put it all together.
Right.
Yeah,
I would do a completed project.
Yeah, and then you could do, you know, have the signed amount assigned too. Okay. I mean, I think that'd be a good idea.
Okay. Does that seem to be the consensus, everybody? We'll table this until she gets more figures. We can have a
Do you want a better estimate of the roof, you guys?
What
do you want? It's just written down.
Yeah, it was 12,000.
I think if you just had it right, something like this.
Okay.
Or has the information instead of just having his name and this amount of money. Just
yeah.
If he, I don't think he has to break it down to every nut and bolt and screw. And,
yeah.
But I think if he had a written estimate for it,
okay.
along with everything else, would be helpful.
Oh, okay. That's that Zimple Roofing 12,000. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Is that included in that 17,977?
Yeah.
Yeah. The rest of them, I think, were doors.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. He had just got me to estimate that day. That's
yeah.
why I didn't have time to
mm-hmm.
do the thing.
No,
I think you'd be better off putting them all in a day.
Okay.
Lump sum.
Yeah, do the sign and everything, and then
yeah,
she'll have everything she needs. Then. Okay.
Yeah, all right. If you do a facade for the sign, it's like a 50-50. You know, we think it's a 50-50 match, what we usually do.
Okay.
I mean, I just want some kind of. So we do the same thing every time.
Yeah,
you know,
policy right. now. You have a TIF committee
right.
that ends up the council
right.
to say
right.
this is what we do because it needs to be the same for everybody.
Yeah,
as long as it meets the requirements or the, you know, what you need.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that definitely needs to be done.
And maybe we need to do it on the amount of the project too.
Sure.
Because I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because to say we do 50-50 on some projects, we
might not have
the money.
Right.
Yeah, we might not have
the
money.
Right.
We have to
right.
do it on the amount
right.
of the project.
Yeah.
Right.
John, you earlier we was talking, and I think I'm gonna call Steve Klein. That's the gentleman that I deal with. He does like a class 101. Yeah. And
that's
explains everything. So
yeah.
I think I'll have.
I think
him
it would
come.
Help us understand the TIF more.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Better. We've been through what two or three different. I mean, the ones we had before, geez. But you know, we've had really very little direction over the years.
Yeah.
Think
then everybody would understand.
We finally
have
someone decent
is.
Now. Where it's,
now I know we've only got what 5 years left. Wait. Six years left, but still.
And there's options. I think there's options where you can add TIF districts if you want to do residential or if you wouldn't even cross that road, like the Lewiston committee was bringing up, but you have options for that if
yeah.
you want.
Because right now our TIF, they pretty much left all the all the houses out.
Right.
They went around all the houses.
Well, and it's spotty at Main Street,
mm-hmm.
like where they want to put in the new businesses and stuff. There's no TIF for several blocks from... I think from, basically Milton Street
Milton.
To, you get to Y Rocks, old Y Rocks was in the TIF, and then there's nobody else in the TIF until you get up to probably Webb's building. Everything on that right-hand side, it's not the TIF.
Barry was the mayor when they set that up, and he told me that they could only have so many residences, and you had to jut in and out.
Yeah.
And there was, I mean...
That'd be a nightmare.
He said it was.
It is. I mean, if you look at the map,
it is.
Map,
it is a nightmare.
Like, Wenda Ellie with the library was left out because that was a government building back then.
Yeah.
Well, I think something else on North Main, we were just talking about the other day, wasn't it? And it surprised me. Oh, Tammy Derry's.
Tammy's is out because
Derry's.
That was, yeah.
Where the church is, isn't.
Yeah,
yeah.
The, where
it's
the
out.
Joe Boy and the church isn't. Did that sell, Joe Boy and the church?
I think so.
Did it?
Don't know much details, but
okay. We're gonna table this till next meeting. Billy, do you think 2 weeks you can have a?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Very good.
Good.
Very good. So we'll table this to next meeting. If John needs to have a TIF committee meeting prior to,
you can.
You can have that.
Yeah. That way, she maybe can be here.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's a little easier talking to the two or three than it is to everybody here.
Okay.
And then bring it here. Okay, last item is ordinance for music at outdoor event. What is that?
That's 1 o'clock.
The 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock.
What the liquor commission changed,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
Once every 200 years.
Yeah, we had a liquor commission meeting prior to this where we amended the ordinance for outdoor events. Music, according to the ordinance, must stop no later than 11 p.m. The liquor commission voted to amend that to 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
For this event, over the July 4th holiday, it's a one-time thing. Like Kendall said, once every 200 years. So do we have to take action on that as a council?
I think that was supposed to, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So to amend the ordinance from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. for live music.
Yes, only a motion, a second.
I make a motion.
Motion by Alderman Clark.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Alderman Miller. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carried. Do we have any other business to discuss?
I just wanted to discuss, I did talk to Kendall and Trevor MacArthur and Elm. Resident contacted me about possibly making that a four-way stop because it does go all the way through. I know we can't take action on it. Everybody kind of look at that. Now it's one of the two that gets you across the tracks there.
What's the streets again? I'm sorry.
It's MacArthur and Elm.
Okay.
Halsey, too. I mean, it's the same way.
Yeah.
Going out Catholic Cemetery Road.
Yeah. Yeah, he lives right there and says there's quite a bit of traffic going a little faster than that. And there is no break. It's the same way.
Right. So. Halsey's in bad shape, so most people are slowing down because it's so rough. But
so if everybody's just going to look at it, maybe we can take some action at the next council meeting, or at least.
Do we want to put it on the agenda to discuss? Do we want to discuss both streets, Halsey and?
Yeah.
I haven't had anything on Halsey. I
haven't either.
Probably Memorial Day, he asked me to look at it. Yeah, because it's
already. It's the same situation.
There's a Halsey now.
Yeah.
Halsey.
Yeah.
And the tracks.
I believe we just had an accident not too long ago on Halsey Street where a cop sign was ignored anyway, so it might have been my truck. Driven by my daughter. No, it wasn't her fault, but her dad still had to pay the $500.
Bless your heart.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? If nothing else, meeting adjourned. I think it's kind of silly to have a motion for the mayor's meeting, too.
Yeah, I know, you can sit here.
We can sit here.